Six forensic scientists today called for a comprehensive audit of testing done by the Houston Police Crime Lab. The crime lab has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny over the past several years. The lab's DNA section has been closed after an audit showed that analysts there were poorly trained and evidence may have become contaminated. Evidence processed by the crime lab that was used in some 375 criminal cases is now being retested. Steve McVicker has been following this story for the Houston Chronicle, and he joins us now. And Steve, you write today about the case of George Rodriguez, who's been serving time for kidnapping and rape of a 14-year-old girl, serving 60 years in prison. What are the specifics of his case and the evidence against him?
He was arrested back in 87 when the police were investigating the rape of a 14-year-old girl. She'd been picked up off the street, raped by two men in a house in Houston. One man confessed to the crime, but there was always some doubt as to who the second man was. They didn't have DNA testing at the time, and so all the analysis at the time pointed to Rodriguez.
And the six scientists who filed this document with the court today are saying it could not possibly have been George Rodriguez.
Correct. The pubic hair at the time that was found in the victim's panties was said to be a match with Rodriguez. Additionally, the semen analysis was said to exclude the other suspect. The retesting now has proven that it's just the opposite. The pubic hair apparently is a match with the other suspect, and the blood testing of the semen does not exclude him.
Are there other cases like this where in retesting there are real questions about guilt or innocence that are coming to the fore?
About 20% of the retests so far have come back with problems. Either they can't confirm the original HPD findings and have sent the evidence back for more testing, or in some cases they can't find evidence for retesting. So it's up to the defense attorneys to do something at that point.
Has anybody actually been exonerated based on the retesting?
Josiah Sutton, a man who was convicted of rape and had already served 4.5 years in prison, was freed from prison about a year and a half ago.
Are there any capital cases involved in this? In other words, where evidence has led to a death sentence for someone?
There are a few people on death row whose cases are being looked at, but so far there's been no assertion that anyone has been wrongfully executed.
We mentioned that the Houston Police Crime Lab's DNA section has been closed. Who's doing that work now if that lab is closed?
They're farming it out to several private labs around the country at a considerable expense to the city, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a lot of money to spend right now.
The panel of six forensic scientists who filed this document with the court today seem to be calling for a far more sweeping overhaul or audit of the DNA testing that was done in Houston than has been done up till now.
That's right. There has been a call for the district attorney to step aside in these investigations because they're far too involved in the cases. A lot of defense lawyers have called for them to step aside. Even all 22 state district court judges in the criminal courts here have called for the district attorney to recuse himself and his office from these investigations so that some sort of special investigator, special prosecutor can be appointed to conduct an inquiry into this.
How many cases would that involve, do you think?
Well, there's close to 400 cases that are being retested from the DNA lab. Yet to come, they've also discovered problems with their toxicology lab, which is going to be even more massive and more problematic than the DNA lab. And now apparently there could be problems with the serology lab. So it really seems to be, you know, coming apart at the seams a little bit.
Steve McVicker, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Steve McVicker is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle.